Many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce you.
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Adults, please.
Adults, please.
Turn it up.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Doing one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot. What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh. Yes, Master. Welcome to another episode. It's a wintry mix. Fool. Novak. Brandon Novak is here live. Of course. Joined with Brandon Margera. BAM Margera, I'm so sorry.
No, we got three Brandons in the room.
Oh, shit. Yes. I should play the lotto tonight.
Yes.
We have three Brandons in the room now, but we were just discussing before we went on air.
We got Brandon Novak, Brandon DiCamello, and Brandon Margera. That's my
three
real name, ladies and gentlemen.
But thank God we got our names, because we were just talking. You wouldn't have been talking to three Brandons. If our parents had our way with us, our names would have been Deco. What were they going to name you?
Oh, fucking Shad. I hate that.
Shad?
I hate it.
Yo, BAM, what were they going to name you?
Phil was going to name me Luke.
Luke's like a sidewalk surfer on a longboard with bare feet.
Luke. I wonder if, like, the show would be any good if it was called Evil of Luke. Would people watch it?
You'd be doing bong hits in the bathroom. How about this one for starters?
We all would have hated each other in school. Like, fuck that Chad kid. Luke, that guy's an asshole.
My father was
the best of it all. If you don't know Brandon Novak, his dad is hooked on crack, and he lit his he got this $900,000 house. He lit it on fire due to crack. So when Brandon was 7 years old, we just found out now that his dad went to the fucking bureau office and tried to change his name to Jerome.
Fucking Jerome.
Isn't that what
at
your dad's
seven.
Name is?
Yeah, my dad's name's Jerome, and his dad's name's Jerome. You would have thought if he was maybe sober, he would have got this
it's
when I was
too
born.
Too late, guy.
Stop hitting the pipe and get your mind in order. You don't change your son's name at fucking seven,
at
brother.
Seven
years old.
He's on crack.
My mother works in the hospital. She's one of the smartest ladies ever. She almost had a heart attack when she asked me that.
Who?
My mother
named your dad Jerome.
Oh, who the fuck? His dad.
Dad's a Caucasoid.
His dad. Yo, it's a family
name. Is your
name.
Grandfather all hopped up as well?
Nah, man. He was a successful business guy. He was a ladies' man, boy.
He was a successful business guy here in the general.
Dude, he was a ladies' man big time. I think that's where I get my class from.
God damn it.
Wait, your dad or your grandpa?
My grandpa. And both of them. My dad just didn't have money. He does what I do. He just sells dreams to get ladies. But my grandfather had the money to back up his talk.
Why is he all hopped up? Like, how old is he? He's like 50, 60 now?
I don't know.
He's still hopped
60.
Up on crack? Why?
Dude, I thought it was over, right? I thought this fucking this mayhem was over and done with. I get a call from my mother the other day. He's homeless on the street smoking crack, right? He's in a wheelchair.
Sorry,
he has
man.
No.
Doesn't sound like a joke. Like it's just like
this,
yeah,
you
talking about crack. No, he really is.
I took
crack.
Bam to Baltimore
in a wheelchair.
And Bam, what did we
in
see?
A wheelchair.
What did we see when I took you to the ghetto of Baltimore?
He took me to the ghetto of Baltimore just to see like where he shot dope for all those years and stuff. One time when we were driving around, we turned the corner. Here's his, like, haggard-ass dad in a wheelchair on the corner, like, looking for money. Didn't he used to have shitloads of money?
Dude, he was fucking loaded. He owned a rancher, he owned a hot tub, he owned a pool.
A rancher and a hot tub. I was waiting
it's
for
a
like,
rancher.
A rancher is, like, a one-level home in the county with, like, acres of land, but it's a one-level thing.
What did he do?
He sold drugs.
But like,
he's always been in drugs. He's never had one job in his life.
He never had one job.
Never
in
had
his
one
life.
Job. He used to drive a Cadillac, wear the fucking tilted brim hats. Slick dude, man. I thought he was the slickest thing since sliced bread.
Slick.
You're a pig. Yeah. Why? I gotta know. Why is he in a wheelchair?
Because
is he just lazy from the
a
crack?
A drug deal went bad one day, and the fucking drug dealers decided to have their way with his sweet old leg. And now
really?
He gets, yeah.
Just this one leg dad and I have my leg.
So listen.
Just one leg.
He fucking, my mother calls, right? Now, we know he's in the neighborhood and he's getting high, roaming the streets, but he doesn't know where my mother lives. She lives about 15 blocks from where he's getting high. He shows up at the door with two large black men who kick the goddamn door in and basically tie my mother's boyfriend up, and ransack the house for all the cash. My mom gets the phone somehow, calls the police.
Don't you hate your mom's boyfriend, though?
Well, I don't hate him. He hates me.
So do you give a fuck that he...
Nah, because he treats her way better than anyone has ever treated my mother. She's happy. But when I go there, like, I took Hannah there and Oz. They introduce each other. He says not a word to me. It's the most awkward thing in the world. I just stand there like a fucking mute.
A mute.
Mute. So, and then didn't, like, Hannah start talking about, like, something that he's into? Oh,
planes. Planes and boats.
Yeah, because we went on a private jet from this, this guy, Dick Hackman. He owns the Phoenix Suns. He owns Brass Eagle paintball guns. He owns a water company. He owns fucking Shakespeare K2. Satellites, K2, and just so happens to own Audio Shoes, which I ride for. So he let me use his private jet for a little while, and I took Novak along with me. So when he went back to his house to tell his mom about the private jet,
he had all these, like, pictures and stuff.
He had pictures of it, and, like, his mom's boyfriend is all in the planes. He's like, oh, is that a 350i turbo Learjet? So like, all into it.
Hannah and Oz are at the computer looking shit up online and stuff. And then when I left, my mother's like, Salvador was amazed at your friends because he looks at me as a low-life, steal-your-fucking-pocketbook-when-you-turn-your-head type guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I bring these guys who know how to work computers and shit. I think he's getting a little respect for me. He heard the radio show the other day. He thought it was really funny.
You heard it?
Yeah.
Did you bring a CD down?
Yeah, I gave a CD to my mother.
Ah.
I'm sure she loved that.
Which one did you give him? Hopefully the one less perverted.
Yeah,
you can't give her this one because I'm about to talk about how this fucking idiot brings home some, like, 15-year-old last night.
Great sex.
Here? Or
no, not here.
Dude, she was like...
At her neighbor's house.
She was like 18, dude.
Yeah, she's 18.
She snuck into Kildare's last night and, we found that out, like, after the fact when she was, like, driving away. By the way, I'm 18. How the fuck did you get the Kildares? I guess you could get in on, like, a random Tuesday.
Of course you fucked her.
Oh, that to say the least.
Yeah. I can't believe I caught you.
Dude,
out to have
I fucked her in every position, and then I'm like, wait, I gotta go talk to my buddy. I go get Bam. I'm like, Bam, let's set this camera up immediately. And he's like, I can't. We can't do it in the house. It's illegal. I'm like, okay, you're right. You know, a lot of shit can get lost. So I'm like,
have her sign a waiver.
Yeah, she will sign a waiver. So then, like, I brought her up having rough sex, and he's just standing at the door. The door's shut, and he's listening.
What?
Listen to him whisper. So, turn that part up if you're listening on it. Yeah. You taped it.
Rewind it and turn it up. No. I got an email from, like, Roger that says, Bam is everywhere. I click on it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I got
that. It's this, like, it's this porno of this chick. But she's wearing a Bam shirt while she's getting rammed.
Yeah.
Dude.
He just sent me the picture.
You saw that too?
Play. Yeah, it didn't play, but it was just pictures. I was laughing my ass off.
Why can't I find a girl like that that has his shirt on? Because that means that I can fuck her, and she's a dirty horse.
What if she had a Dream Seller shirt on?
Oh,
the
man.
Heroin chic.
Oh, man. I mean, if she has your shirt on, I'm good enough, man. You know, I'll just play off you with your shirt, you know, so I don't even fucking need a shirt at this point.
Fuck, man, you can pretty much pass for being me. Look,
dude, it's so annoying.
He's rocking the goatee, same haircut. He doesn't have any clothes of his own, so he goes into fucking my wardrobe and wears all my shit. He drives around my Hummer. He goes to all the places that I go.
I went 7-Eleven today. A cop pulls up to me. I'm like, oh, shit, it's going down. I'm going away. He goes, how fast you had that Lamborghini up to? And I don't want to be an asshole. I'm trying to kiss the cop's ass because I don't want him to start asking questions about me. Yeah, about 130, 120. It's like, that's it, man. You should have that bitch up to like 140, 150. This is the cop telling me. He thinks it's Bam. Then the cop pulls away. Another truck pulls up. And
I'm
he looks.
I'm just telling him that I'm illegally speeding.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I'm not going to some fucking raceway ATCO shit. Like,
you go to 202.
I'm going to Route 202 and hitting the gas.
He told me where to go to. He said, Route 1, there's this new straightaway. It's great.
What?
That's what he told me, the cop. Swear to God.
Where on Route 1?
I think Route 1. I'm almost positive.
Yeah, there's a lot of straightaways on Route 1, but that's the fucking top hang out. He's probably trying to get my ass caught.
He said, watch out for the state troopers. That's what he told me.
Yeah, man, I just got a new, I got a hot car, man.
Oh, shit.
Purple Lambo.
Oh, yeah, that's fucking
sweet. I've been cruising around for the past 2 days.
Dude.
I'm going to play a song devoted to the Lambo.
Yeah.
Is it called Novak's Button Up Mock Turtleneck?
This is actually this is a different kind of song because we don't really play this kind of music, but I like it. It's called, the band's called Square Pusher, and it's called Red Hot Car on Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
You have several of those things.
BamRadio.com.
You say it? Is it serious? Yeah. I'm serious. 28. Faction.
Oh, yeah. You know what the fuck that was. It wasn't Novak's dad, Jerome, because he's in a wheelchair.
You're an asshole, geek.
Hey, what song was that, Biggs?
That was Square Pussy. That was like probably the most mellow song that we've ever played on this radio station so far.
We were relaxed while I was playing. We were talking nicely. Yeah. We got to know each other, a little bonding.
Yeah,
it was cool.
Like fucking faggot. Hey, why is your dad in a wheelchair?
Because he was a drug addict and he couldn't afford a drug bill, so they fucking made sure he afforded it one way or another.
Yeah, but get to the real details of why his legs don't work.
One leg doesn't work, they beat the shit out of him, and I don't know in specifics if they broke it or if they had
crutches when one leg don't work.
I know he's just in a wheelchair because of his leg that they beat up because he owed drug money and he couldn't afford it. Yep.
Oh, my God.
And I was following right in his footsteps and saw nothing wrong with it, man. What was wrong with me? I know.
You probably just weren't.
Whenever I started thinking in reality, I hurried up and shot up because then I could forget about reality. That's why it was hard to quit, Deke.
You're a fucking weirdo.
Weird is good.
Weirdo, coming from Deke Miller. I just went to a fucking opera land.
You went to a goddamn fucking...
How old are you?
Orchestra.
You went to an opera. Really?
An opera.
Well, come on, opera boy. Orchestra. Tell us about it.
I'll tell you about it.
Dude, I would rather stand on my hands and come in my mouth than just watch a fucking opera.
It's not an opera.
Me too.
No, I'm not going to the opera.
I don't want to see some orchestration fucking sitting there like...
It's fucking awful.
Did you bring your like little pair of
glasses? Yeah, your little glasses. The little binoculars you hold up so you can see.
Yeah.
Yo, give us a playback of something you heard. Do something for us.
What do you want me to fucking hum it?
Come on, dude. Jess will do it. He'll know about it. If you don't know about that, he knows his third song. He'll sing the whole shit.
I'll sing it.
Good.
No backstab. He's a fucking asshole. I don't know what the fuck it is. What do you want from me? What am I going to sing 30 instruments, you fucking ass?
I just want you to serenade me, that's all.
I'll fucking serenade you with my semen, you sick fuck.
I'll take it.
You Baltimore trash can. You're a fucking garbage
can. You're a Baltimore liar.
You're a garbage
barrel. Baltimore liar. Dad, I am from Baltimore, and I do tend to stretch the truth a bit, so I could be right.
Are you going to bring some strippers up here?
Oh, yeah, I went to Baltimore, right? I was in Baltimore a couple days ago.
You asked me to take him to a strip club, though, man.
I want him to take me to Baltimore where I can get tons of street creds and get all these bitches that wouldn't fuck me before because the millionaire's with me, or to a strip joint where I can as well get a lot of bitches because he's with me. Anyway, I just need him with me on a trip because he acts all home bam when he's home. Road Bam and Home Bam are two different people.
I got home muscle right now.
He's on home muscle. When he's road muscle, party on.
Yeah. Novak, did you ever get... I know you've been with disgusting women and did all sorts of garbage. Did you ever get road salad?
What's that? That bitch licked my ass last night.
While you're driving, though.
No, dude. How could the bitch get under there?
How could she get under
there? I gotta keep my foot on the pedal, man.
It's impossible.
Hey, do you know what else?
It's impossible, right, man?
Yeah.
Okay, you've never had that done.
I'm just asking. I didn't say I did.
Dico had it done. Dico's like an undercover.
Dico had it done. I got him. Hey, do you know what a rusty trombone is?
What is it?
No.
It's when a girl eats her ass and jerks you off.
Really?
Because your asshole's all brown like rusty.
A rusty trombone.
Yeah, oh, God.
It's fucking nasty.
My cell phone guy told me that.
Rav gave a shitler to these Finnish guys. You know what a shitler is?
No.
Dude, Rav stuck his finger up his butthole, and then he rubbed it right on, like, the nose.
Like a Hitler mustache.
So you have a Hitler mustache of poop.
Yeah.
He did it to these Finnish guys when we went to Mexico.
How'd they feel about that? Were they cool? They laughed
it off? They're like fucking, like, Steve-O type guys. They just kind of laughed it off, you know?
Yo, Duncan's dream once, it was the sickest thing ever.
Dude, Dunn's butt reeks.
He put it on my nose and then in my mouth. I smelled it in my mouth. It was
like,
sick.
I remember that.
Dunn's butt reeks right now. Like, he probably just got out of the shower and it still reeks. He goes in, like, when he did the radio station, like, when he was doing this with us at one time, he would just get up and go to the bathroom just to wipe
his ass.
He probably got some fucking polyps in that ass.
What the fuck is
that? Ew, man. He's got a girlfriend that loves that asshole.
When we were filming Haggard, he mooned the camera right after the take was done, and it was in slow motion. He has the sickest, most infected pink
butt.
Ew. Does it just look like chewed bubblegum?
Dude, you can slide a fucking quarter in there, no problem.
It's just like, that big of a hole?
You can, like, chuck a quarter in there.
It's just hollow?
Yeah.
Dunn's seen a few dicks in his day in that ass, I guarantee it.
He's probably a fake.
Dunn's seen a few dicks up that ass.
he must have.
I think he's gay anyway.
Why is he taking
those
trips to Barbados all the time? Why is he going to Barbados all the time?
He goes to Rehoboth Beach like every other week. Dude's a Rehoboth Beach local.
Rake's dad he used to take Rake and Art to Rehoboth. That was their summer vacation spot. The fucking biggest fag beach on the East Coast.
What's the biggest fag beach?
Rehoboth.
On the East Coast.
No. Key West.
Is that, that's not on the coast?
Dude, I went to Keys. Yeah, yeah, it's on the coast.
The island?
He's down at the Keys.
Yeah, okay.
Dico doesn't leave
Key West,
West,
dude. I went to Key West, man. That place is on fire, dude. Everybody there is just flaming.
On fire.
You should probably go there because, like, all the dudes don't want any pussy. They just want cock.
But will you take me there? I'll go anywhere as long as he takes me. I have to be in his company to get lucky. I mean, I'm good looking. I got a good mouth. But he's serious deal.
Ladies, spot the guy on my right and then look to me. That's what he always says.
You know what you need for Novak?
Look to the left. Look to the left.
I pray you get this. You ever see fucking, it's rare, I haven't seen it for years, but when like a dad is walking with his kid, you don't want him to get lost, they have like these Velcro bracelets and it's a phone cord. So you have to get that to keep Novak in control.
Yeah. Yo, man, I was on the airplane and like some mom like
I know, he got disgusted.
He's all fucking disgusted. Like this mom, like his kid's trying to run around, he's on a fucking leash.
Where? On his arm?
No. Like he had like a harness on his like
oh my god.
On his like stomach and all that.
Jump.
And like it was like a dog. I was like, I told the lady, I'm like, are you kidding me?
You really
like,
told her that?
Yeah, I was like, you gotta be kidding me. That's fucking retarded. That kid is gonna
good
grow
thing
up.
To see you bite your tongue.
That kid is gonna be tweaked, man. He's gonna be pulling some like Michael Jackson ass shit when he
fuck,
gets
older. Fuck yeah, he's just gonna hump everyone's leg and piss all over fire hydrants. But they tie him up against a pole when they go in a store.
He's gonna go piss on fire hydrants.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, man. Yo, fuck Key West. Why didn't you go to Mexico with me? I went to Cabo.
Oh, man. I'm so bummed. I've never been there. It's like a fucking spring break resort. Girls getting naked and begging to fuck. That's what they want to do because they do it there and they leave it there.
Baking you know, the fuck.
They leave it there. They don't come home to their boyfriends and tell them. So fucking, they buy me a plane ticket, come over and hand it to me, and I had to do the worst thing in my life, hand it back. Because I can't go through customs. Few people are looking for me.
I think you probably could have done it. It was pretty mellow.
Yeah, but Mexicans.
I got through. I didn't have my passport. I left it in there. Oh, dude, wait till you hear this.
What?
All right. I forgot my passport. I was in L.A. for the Grammys. And
lucky.
I was going to Mexico the next day, and I didn't have a passport. So I got my birth certificate, FedEx, because that was the quickest thing I could do. Yeah. I finally get it to the hotel. I don't have any bags with me because I never travel with any luggage. So the fucking maid thinks that I checked out of the Argyle.
What a bitch.
And I'm looking around for like the notes that I did on Viva La Bam. Like I watched 5 episodes, made major notes, and I had my birth certificate.
She didn't throw them away.
Nothing was in the room. I'm just like, where the hell? I'm like looking all over the place. Then I call the front. I'm like, where's my stuff? Like, and then the maid's like, oh, we thought you checked out. I'm like, all right, well, I didn't check out. I'm here till like Thursday, and you know that. It's in the computer, and where's my shit? She's like, well, we threw it away. I'm like, well, go fucking find it. That's my birth certificate, and I'm going to Mexico tomorrow. So here I am watching this maid dig through the dumpster in the back of the Argyle for like 2 hours, like in the dumpster looking for, because I'm like flipping the fuck out. And finally she finds it. It's soaked in cranberry and vodka. Like, just all kinds of sick trash water, and, like, there's, like, a little piece of tuna fish on it. Like, it was disgusting, dude.
Did you keep it?
I smell like me.
Yeah, I had to. I had to take it on there, dude. The Mexican
guy
thought I was nuts. They're like, why is your birth certificate have a red tint to it?
Bam goes to the fucking MVA at least once every 2 weeks to get a new ID. Always loses it. So his form of identification is a Viva La Bam DVD. He takes it
where's
to the
NBA?
Yeah, mate. NBA, man, come on.
What's that?
It's the Motor Vehicles Association.
I never heard of that.
Maybe DMV.
That DMV, that's an idiot.
Well, they have NBA in Maryland. Damn, these guys are tough. But fucking, he brings a fucking DVD everywhere he goes. It's me.
Just because I don't have my license, I keep losing it, so like, When I need to get in the bar and, like, some old guy doesn't recognize me or whatever, like, I have to bring, like, I had a newspaper clipping that I had in a Hummer that I had to use, and it said my age on it, like, Bram Margera of 25 of Westchester, Pennsylvania. I'm like, look, it says 25. I'm good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think he just likes showing off.
Yeah, right, faggot. Yeah, seriously.
Like, that'd be the last person to ever want to show off. His dude brings DVDs to the bar and just, like, sits him in front of him. Like, he might need to be working on him. Only so chicks
see yeah, right. You fucking
he
lie.
Did it 2 nights ago at the bar.
Oh, how about Don Vito and Antonio's?
Oh, this is the funniest thing I ever saw in my life.
These fans come in wearing Antonio's. We're eating with Vito. And he always has his own Sharpie to sign autographs. And, like, he signed the autographs. And, like, he was talking to the lady. And he's like, what, you don't have a camera? Go get a camera. Like, he wanted him.
He was demanding to take a picture of him.
It didn't make sense.
What? It makes sense to a fat guy who had nothing really before, and now he's famous. It makes sense to that guy. I can dig it, man.
Yeah, hanging out with your dad, fucking
bad Jerome. How's Jerome,
man? So I'm playing.
I wish we could get Jerome live.
I'm playing a song just to that. Should we call up Jerome after this?
You can't call fucking Baltimore Fayette Street.
You're a Baltimore liar. I'm playing the Dandy Warhols, and this song's called "The Last High," devoted to Novak and
his dad. Father.
Yeah.
How sad.
His radio band, she was 28.
Fact. The last high is the
my
worst.
Wheelchair. We'll be right back. Hi-Fi kids. Holy Lord, I got a boner. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Banner. A serious 28 faction.
Oh, yes, that's Novak's dad here. I'm in a wheelchair. Oh, my God, it's so hot. Hot as Key West. My son is such a piece of shit. He followed my footsteps back to a house that was boarded up. Because I ruined it. Oh, God, I pissed that away. Why don't you piss your dreams away, Novak? Listen to my tongue roll. Novak, Haramzada Novak. Oh, oh. Sounds of Novak are like this. Oh, oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Oh, oh.
How the fuck could your dad manage to light a whole entire house on fire with smoking crack?
He kept smoking crack over and over again. So slowly but surely the house went to shit. The windows got busted out. It got boarded up. And then one
he
day
he inherited a beautiful $900,000 house.
I'd love to know.
And he lit it on fire.
Yeah, we should go look at it one day.
Tell me. I understand that he pissed the house away and lost it and everything. I understand he's crazy on crack, but tell me.
Crazy on crack.
How do the windows get broken? Like, what I'm goes guess, on?
I'm guessing people broke them out. They broke in. No, they didn't break in. There's nothing to steal.
He always owes people money.
Always owes drug dealers money or fucking crazy prostitutes or barroom whores that he runs with and smokes crack with. So, finally, this is how he was finally evicted from the house. He kept calling the police on himself because he smokes crack and he gets all paranoid and thinks people are coming after him. So after about five trips from the police, they said, sir, you are nuts, and they took him to an insane asylum.
I'd love to see a picture of the people he thinks are coming after him.
Dude, he thinks that these people are coming after
like,
him.
Like if we got to like create like an image on the computer, like just to see who was after him. Yeah, do you think that your dad is seriously like mentally nuts?
Oh, yeah, man, definitely.
Like he's just fucked
up.
He
did so much drugs. God. I mean, I kind of admire it, but shit.
Dude.
Too much is just not good, man.
I think, like, people who like, they say people who take acid more than seven times are, like, they're legally insane. I kind of agree with that because, dude, that's, like, it, like, shifts your brain into, like, a new way of thinking. It's so bad for you.
Like,
you know?
Before you take seven hits of acid, this wall is red. You take seven hits of acid. I see the shades of purple with a dim blue coming in. It's fucking red, but your mind's so distorted you can't get it right. You know, it's insane. It's
this ridiculous. Is what I picture. You guys can't see it, but that's what I picture. It looks like Jason Novak's dad. It's like some warthog man with like a pimp hat and a feather. Like,
basically. How do I explain this picture? Okay, it's like a tweaked looking guy with a snout. And he has fangs for teeth. One eye is Chinese and the other one is huge. And he has a Robin Hood hat on with a feather.
And one ear.
That's who's chasing the best.
That's why he's gonna say this now. He saw guys like that looking for
it. Let's send him this picture and watch him freak out. Oh, it's him! Oh, God! Now, Brandon! I mean, Jerome! It's him!
He's back!
Robin Hood snout man.
Robin Hood snout man.
Look at that snout.
I'm gonna break all your windows out.
Let's picture Jerome's call to the police station when he was all hopped up on crack. Ready? You're Jerome and I'm the police.
You
Baltimore call. Police station. Oh my God. Ambulance! Firehouse! Oh my God! The snout man is chasing me all around my house! I have all this crap! I have stuff in my house just trying to get. Oh my God, look at his hat! It's weird! Oh, listen to him! He can.
Shh,
shh.
I think I can hear him going
through
my. Yeah, they
stuff.
Do that shit.
Mr. Novak! Mr. Novak, where were you? I know you have my crack cocaine. I'll take you in for your leg. You want to ride in a wheelchair, you piece of shit? I'll change your son's name to Roman 87. I'll change it in 87. You can sign my throat and tell me your dream book up here.
Please,
you can obviously hear him. He's after my crack.
The police officer's still on the line listening to that jargon.
Trying to make sense of that conversation. And in his mind, he's perfectly sane, and he really sees this.
I'm perfectly sane. If you only listen, he's right around the... I'm right here. Oh, what's this? A broken window? A wheelchair? Oh, Daddy, your legs will fit right inside that old rusty chair.
I don't understand you, dude.
Well, Beastman Skeletor's after him. I don't understand Vito's way of thinking either,
oh,
man.
Fuck.
Asking
he's
fans
not.
For, like, photos? Like,
break the story down.
Dude,
break the story down.
Don't people, like, who are on television dodge that shit?
Vito.
Dude, let's call him. Just call him an asshole.
Call him
right.
Oh, well, while you're calling
I was embarrassed by being with them.
While you're calling him, I just want to say.
Here we go, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Yo.
Yo.
Hey, what the hell's going on?
You're on the goddamn radio station, Sirius Radio.
Hey, I'm on your goddamn radio station. I'm near my house.
Are you in your underwear?
No, I'm watching, getting ready to watch TV.
Are you watching the Paris Hilton porn?
No, even a band.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Porn ain't on it. It's regular TV.
Stop name dropping.
Don Vito, don't you have 5 televisions in your room?
No, I got 3 now because they rearranged my room while I was away.
What happened to the other two?
I don't fucking know. I went away and they come back and they took 2 away. Here's your mom.
Don Vito had 5 televisions. One was voted... devoted strictly to sports. What the other one was devoted to the DVD player. The other one was devoted to the VHS player. The other one was devoted strictly to Columbo.
I can watch 3 football games if I want to.
And the last one was devoted nothing but porn.
So why are you making up lies? Why would you have me on the radio? Where the hell do you use that?
Because it's not a lie.
We're on the radio.
Everybody at Max McGee's and Max Millions could say the same.
Yo, Vito, do you have a Sharpie in your pocket right now?
Yes, I do.
You always have a Sharpie.
I do. I always carry one now.
Why can't you use someone else's?
If the more noise, no one else, I'd be out there. Where you at, your stupid studio?
Why is it stupid?
Because it's in a stupid place.
I have pictures of you in here.
It's not in New York. I've never been there. I don't know what you're doing here. You're a bunch of nuts. And now you're calling here while I'm trying to watch TV.
What are you watching?
I don't know. I think I'm watching Survivor. I think that's coming on.
You'd never make... Yeah.
MTV don't have nothing on right now.
You'd never make it on that show, Vito.
I got three of the devil. I don't want to watch right now.
You can never survive on Survivor.
I would.
Vito.
That's a lot of weight. I lost 60 pounds.
I know you lost 60 pounds.
You told me 80 today. You told me 80.
You're a chronic liar.
Who's a liar?
You're a Chichester liar.
just like you're... Just like you're allowed to drink beer. It's not what we hear.
That's right. You think I'm in a fucking bubble now because I had a little bit of a stomach problem. I'm all better now. It's all the bars are healed up.
Yeah, right.
You're
man.
Lying.
You go to these stupid autograph signings, these drunk broads jump on you and they start bouncing up and down and you cut open stomach. If you go back to the hospital one more time, you're dead.
I can be good till it's all completely healed. Another month and it'll be healed all the way.
So that means you're
no... Not if you keep going to the goddamn autograph signings drinking beers and shit.
I drink beer. That ain't no big deal.
It is a big deal.
These girls are looking at my toes and everything. It's
and now you're lying to Boof.
Boof says you're not allowed to have a beer.
Doesn't matter. When you see a girl looking at my toes, you gotta have a beer, believe me.
No, you don't. Yo, Vito, I had some fast company last night.
Kind of fast company.
It's the only kind there is.
The
Boris.
Bitch was 18.
That kind of lesbians. I heard all the crazy stuff you do over there.
The bitch was 18, Vito.
But well, that's old enough.
She fucked like she was 32 in her prime.
What the hell did you do? Beat her up?
No.
Did you have anal sex?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
And you're just sick people, ain't you?
And then you know where I came?
You're filthy. You just met her 2 hours ago, and now you're helping her in the butt.
That's the kind of girls I like.
You like the sluttiest women.
Dude, I want a girl that's...
You're infecting people with your disease, the world's dumbest criminal.
Yo, Vito. Vito, would you rather live and die at the Glitter Gulch or Mustang Sally?
Glitter Gulch.
I knew it. Yeah.
The Glitter Gulch is better.
What's
Mustang
the Glitter Gulch?
Mustang Sally is nice, too, around here. It's the best place around here.
Vito,
go to the firehouse in Chester.
What if I paid a room at the
Sentinel
Bellagio in Vegas for you for a year?
I didn't even walk in a place, but I will not act.
That's too nice for you?
Go downtown.
What kind of place do you like?
Downtown.
You like downtown?
Here. Downtown is where you go. Downtown.
Downtown? What's downtown?
This city, you go downtown. It's a lot cheaper.
The Glitter Gulch. who's down there.
Oh, you down there? Remember, they hold them in the whores when they're outside.
On the outside.
Why are they on the outside?
Vito, I'm showing them off. I got a big TV. You're not allowed to do that in Vegas.
Vito always has the top of story.
Not a little thing out there. There's other stuff to do, too, you know?
Why do you hate Circus Circus?
I don't hate Circus. We're a little stupid kids. They got little clowns running around.
You're right. That was in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
that's
I don't like Circus.
Yep.
Remember, Dico, you wanted to go there soon?
Yeah.
The trapeze people. I don't know what the hell they're doing up there.
Yo, Vito.
What?
Does Columbo get boners?
Does he get what, a boner?
Yeah.
He hooks up sometimes when he's in his raincoat.
Dude, why are you looking at that?
The little coat that he has, that, whatever you call that thing, trench coat.
Are you in the trench coat mafia?
I've been in the mafia before,
huh? You're a liar.
I heard once you get in, you can't get out. You're lying.
It's like a smorgasbord.
You're in it. I'm Italian in here, so you better watch yourself.
Were you in the mafia when you were getting blowjobs at AOK Auto Body?
What are you worried about that, so you can't be called to kill you if I tell you.
Tell us about the body shop.
Tell about the body shop.
Vito, isn't there a porno of you out there somewhere?
There's pornos all over the place from back in the day.
No, of you in it.
I'm in about 20 of them.
Tell us about the body shop.
Can I have one?
No, you can't have it because you put it on the internet or something. I was in shape back then. It didn't matter. Me and my buddies used it.
You know, you were never in shape.
You were never in shape, fat boy.
You're lying like a rug.
Oh, man, you go to them 10-cent wing joints and you have 80 of them.
80 what?
Wings.
Which one was that?
That's why you're fat. You were never in shape.
I was in shape. I was in the National Guard. I mean, 180...
The fuck out of here. You're lying.
Come,
I want you to drive over right now and show me a photo.
Think I'm lying?
Yeah.
Fax me a photo, you liar.
I was for like 20 years, so I got to 360. Then something happened to my stomach. Now I'm down to 260 again.
Fax me a photo, liar.
You've seen it before. I showed it to you when I was in the National Guard.
You
want to
see it again?
I weighed 180 pounds.
Yeah, right. If you weigh 180 pounds...
You're going to be a fat pig when you grow up.
Fat pig.
This is what he called himself.
You're going to be a fat pig, too, when you grow up.
God, why do you eat like an animal anymore?
We go to the gym every day,
Vito. Yeah, if you weigh 180 pounds during one of them pornos, I will fly
you. Listen, you get old goddamn plates, then you start eating other people's plates.
You're lying.
Didn't you eat for 3 days?
I probably didn't eat for 3 days.
But did anybody feed you over there?
No, there's no food over here.
Come.
What, can you have booth for you?
Money, go buy some. Just deliver.
Acme delivers.
All you Italians called the Acme. Don't you tell me about
it. Stop acting like you're Italian.
Vito, tell me. If you had to eat only one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be?
The real scallopini, you should know that. And Budweiser to drink. Favorite. Used to be chicken wings, but real scallopini is good, man.
Would you get a shower that spit out Budweiser because you love it so much if I got it installed for you?
Yeah, it was so nice.
You could drink it while you were bathing.
Yeah, it'd be nice. That'd be
out of a goldfish spout.
Would you sit in the tub and drink your own filth?
Ew.
Yeah, what are you losing your mind?
Yes, you would.
You would, too.
Well, why'd you even get a bath? It was a dirty fuck you hanging around with.
Yeah, right.
In a bathtub, what are you doing? All the hell off. You've got to get showers.
Yo, Vito, our girls are nowhere near as dirty as the young one that had sex with you last week.
Yeah, you have nice girls. It's just the way you handle them. It's like, do the dirty stuff. I heard about all the ass stuff. These are in the ass for some reason. And the dirty, shitty stuff.
Who's know, into like, that?
Novak?
Just spin them around. Turn them around.
Turn him around.
Turn him around. You're at the right spot.
Nice thing.
Hey, Vito. I have to play a song. Can you introduce it? And then we got to go.
What song is it? CK Wine?
Say it's the Turbo AC.
Listen, asshole.
He never listens.
Who the fuck is it?
You're talking over me on my own radio station.
Well, who the fuck are you playing?
I'm going to tell you, asshole. You just listen. Okay. You say Turbo ACs and the song's called Desperate, just like you.
Turbo who? Turbo Negroes.
Turbo, Turbo ACs.
Turbo who? ACs?
Yeah, like air conditioning.
Hey, I never heard of such a thing. Let me hear this song. Maybe I'll like it.
Just say it.
They don't care if you like it.
Like you.
All right, I'll say the fucking band because you're incapable. And all you have to say is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. That's all you got to say, okay?
I got a goddamn speakerphone and it's coming out there. All there is just says Radio Bam Faction 28.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I got to say the song first. All right, this is Turbo ACs and the song is called Desperate On.
Radio Bam! Faction 28. What the hell? So what am I on about that?
All right, Fat Boy, I'm going.
Later.
Yeah, goddamn that. How does that Novak? Yes. I am Novak Stan. This is a new Radio Bam Series 28. You know it before, but now it's mine. My son and me, he's going to donate his precious leg to mine.
Shut the fuck up, Novak, you pig.
I didn't say a word.
Novak.
What? Digo, what?
I got him worked up a little bit. Fine.
You're getting me riled up over here.
Yeah, I'm going to get you all worked up, Novak.
Why couldn't Lito just listen to me? He just talked over me the whole conversation.
No, I know.
He's the worst.
He always does that.
He is the worst at having a conversation with, because there's no way but his way.
He's so fucking stubborn, too.
Well, you take after him. You're fucking stubborn as shit, man. This dude can be going in the wrong direction for hours. We'll pass 20 Wawas where at least 80 maps are in each Wawa, and fuck if he'll stop. No, don't. I'm like, Ben, should I pull over? No, go straight. He says he's lost. We know we're lost. But he's going the way that he thinks he
knows it
and will not buy a map. He's so fucking stubborn. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because then I'll pull in the Wawa, somebody getting gas and want me to talk to their fucking nephew, and then I got to sit there and chit-chat and lollygag and wait for their, like, uncle to come over so we can get pictures taken.
I agree, that happens a lot, but that takes 10 minutes. We're going to take 5 hours trying to find the place, so if you weigh the options
5 hours, that's a little bit too long.
You would never still turn around. You're just stubborn, man. So you have Vita, that's where you get it from, I think.
Yeah, because they're all from Chichester.
Are you? You're not from Chichester originally, are you?
No, I'm from Riddle.
You are a Riddle.
From Grand Riddle Mall Hospital?
Where are you from, faggot?
For what?
Are you from Westchester?
What hospital?
Yeah.
The Grant Runfall Hospital.
That's the one I'm from.
Yeah, me too.
Of course,
yeah, I love the arcades at the Granite Run Mall, which is back.
Is it back?
Yeah, it's back. It's got Mortal Kombat 1. Yeah.
Try to touch that.
Faggot ass.
When was the last time you were there?
2 weeks ago.
Playing Mortal Kombat?
I didn't play. Nobody was to play.
Nobody wanted to play?
Nobody was in the arcade. Nobody goes to the arcade. All these little fucking brats play their fucking online crap.
How do you deal with it?
Remember when the Granite Run Mall was hopping and there was all these people in the arcade? It was like the place to be. Now it just seems like a depressing shithole.
Now it's gone badly downhill. It's fucking horrible.
Really?
It's fighting to make a comeback, but it will sink into the depths. It's fucking garbage. I still love it, though.
I hear strip joints are the place to be now.
Remember Aladdin's Castle?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Did you like it?
What a scam. Tokens. Who the fuck wants that shit?
Dude? Yeah, tokens are horrible.
That sucks.
Why do they do that?
Because they want you to... You cash a dollar and play one game. They know you're coming back with that other 75 token.
And tokens, I never got into video games. I hate video games.
Yeah, I when you installed Pac-Man in here... I was addicted to that. I missed like my LA flight like on purpose just because
Of Pac-Man.
I didn't want to go to California.
We played Pac-Man the other night at the bar. Remember? Had a blast.
Yeah, it's all. I like them simple games.
Yeah, it's very simple
Tetris
and
shit. Like,
it's not like finding weapons and secret doors.
Yeah, I hate that. Like those games when it takes like 8 days to conquer and like you need to like
special code
find this and then read all this text at the bottom to figure out where you gotta go. It's like, dude, just let me play the damn game. Give me a race car game or something. I don't care.
Yeah, racing's fun as shit. When you go to arcade and there's two cars and you sit next to your buddy and you race.
I love that. Just beating people.
You like to sit next to your buddies, don't you?
Yeah, like, any chance to sit next to a hot guy, sign me up. Ooh, yeah.
Yep. Beating fools down at Mortal Kombat. That's the best.
I know what the game that you hate the most is.
That I hate the most?
Yeah.
Oh, God, tell me so I can
tee off golf.
Oh, I fucking hate that golf.
Oh, and the one that in every bar? Game.
Every bar always has it. Like, every bar. Ryan's Pub and stuff. I'm like, Pico, this video game, what's that?
I'm playing tee off golf.
I don't
golf
blame you, man.
Shit, that ain't no fucking
There's
game,
always
dude.
80 frat boys surrounding it.
When the majority of players are over 40, it ain't a fucking arcade game anymore. Dude, that shit sucks. Fucking pound it in your
Pico, what would you do if they watched all fucking games off the earth?
I still got Mortal Kombat in the basement.
I'm saying everything's gone.
I'd shoot you. That's my only relief from you, you fucking asshole.
Where's all your arcade games?
In the basement.
All of them?
No, I sold a bunch back to the auction.
Did you make some good money or no?
I got probably like $400 over break it even. So it's like I got a free rental for all those years.
Well, how much did you get specifically? We don't want numbers.
Shut the fuck up.
We want numbers.
We want numbers.
Like, I care so much about the exact
I probably have
you got.
8 games left, that's it.
How much money do you have in the bank?
Yeah, let's get all honest here, guys. No, I'll tell you what I got.
How much money do you have in the bank?
I have about, I think, maybe 50 cents on my dresser upstairs to my name.
Really?
Maybe, yeah.
You have a bank?
A few dimes laying on the floor and shit. Fuck, I don't have a bank.
If there's a dime right there, would you just claim it?
Nah. I'm good. I don't know. What? Maybe. If I needed smokes, I'd come down and get it.
What if it was on tails?
Yeah, I went with Bam the other day to buy these papers.
Did you care if it was on tails?
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't pick them up.
Were you serious?
Swear to God.
What if it was a quarter?
Doesn't matter.
What if you needed one quarter to get a pack of smokes?
I would pick it up, yes.
You don't pick up the tails?
No.
It's the best side to pick up.
Yeah, I went with the millionaire Bam here the other day to buy these papers. He pulls out a platinum credit card to spend like $500. I pull out $5 in quarters to buy cigarettes. He was so embarrassed standing next to me.
Just because he's like buying cigarettes, he's counting out dimes and nickels and shit.
They fucking hate that shit when you do that, bro.
Dude, one time I went to the bar here way long time ago before anybody had any money. So like, I was just trying to buy a drink. It's usually Bam will buy me drinks. And I go to the bar, 15 North, and I'm like, let me get a vodka and cranberry. He puts it up. I put $5 in quarters on the bar. He got so pissed, he fucking slid the quarters on the ground at me and just walked away. But at least I got the drink, so it was worth it.
You got the drink?
Yeah, he left the drink.
This fucking idiot last night.
Oh, God.
You know where the cop hangs out at, right at Fairman's? They just sit there and watch people go through stop signs?
Yeah.
Well, I pull up right there. I get a parking spot. This idiot's drinking a Coors Light in the car. So like, he sets it down. I'm like, dude, I don't want him to look in the car. Just like, don't. Like, put a towel over it or something like that. So I'm thinking he's putting a towel on it. The idiot just throws it on the ground and then, like, walks off. And the cop, like, puts his lights on, comes up. He's just like, I'm like, oh, what the fuck did I do? Like, you know, and then he's just like, What are you, littering your own town? Pick up that can. And I look over, and it's blatantly a Coors Light can. I'm like, oh, dude, we're fucking dead. And the guy didn't even, he just thought it was
a Coke. He was very nice about it. He's all nervous about it, but it wasn't that big of a deal, man.
It is a big deal. Because they think that I'm going around Westchester littering and shit.
No, because you didn't do it. He saw me do it.
Yeah.
Dressed like him.
Yeah. That was with him.
Dude, that's the thing. Like, if
I apologize.
No, I'm saying, if I go into, like, let's say Kildare's with me and my crew, if like, a fight breaks out or something like that or something happens, it's not some random guy got a fight. It's like, yeah, Bam, Bam and his boys came in here.
Yeah, I understand your point there.
Like, it's always my fault, even if I had nothing to do with it.
I can understand that, but it was a simple mistake, you know. It's in the past.
Why would he throw a Coors Light?
Yeah, speaking of bars and getting into fights and shit, how about when we went to Coyote and I got fucking headlocked, drug out, and spit in the face?
By who?
The bouncer.
He spit in your face.
Spit right in my face.
Why? What'd you do?
Because I walk in with Bam. When you're with Bam, you just get away with shit, man. So I walk in, I got a hat on. He has a hat on. We walk past three doormen. There are no problems. They say nothing about my hat nor his. I get up. I'm a bit drunk, so I stumble my way to the bathroom. I have this chick help me to the bathroom. And I come out. He says, take your hat off. I take it off. And no, I didn't take it off. I was drunk being an asshole. I'm like, well, talk to the guy up there, because he said it's fine, which he really did. Next thing I know, the fucking frat bitch got me in a headlock, dragging me out, gets me outside, throws, body slams me on the ground, leans down in my face, and spits right in my face, man. Oh, dude, I felt this big.
How do you just take your fucking hat off? You have hair. At least I have a fucking excuse.
Yeah, but when you already have a hat on, you take your hat off, your hair looks like a fucking
I rest my case.
I remember you went to the Chatsport, the Chatsport Inn, and you had a nice suit on and everything, and you had a backwards baseball cap.
Yeah. I did that at Dilworth one time. I had a fucking suit on and my hat, and they were like, oh, can we take your hat? I was like, nope. And it was the best move, because they didn't want anyone to sit near me, so they put me a body in this fucking room by herself. I was like, this is great.
Tico loves to be alone.
Fuck yeah. I hate when you go into the restaurant, and there's like two people in there, and then they'll sit you right next to them, so you have to listen to their conversation.
Nobody else around.
Yeah, it's like the biggest... They did that to me at P.F. Chang's the other day. I'm like, why do I have to sit right next to you? I want to go sit over there.
Like, yeah, like, sit me fucking over there so
I
can
foul
mouth.
Why do they do that? If you're a waiter,
because waiters have sections.
Yeah, they close off sections, that's why.
Oh, that's why?
Yeah.
I used to be a waiter.
They try to clean up shit.
I got commission. I got money left on the table that other waiters are supposed to get. I'd pocket their tips and shit. And I'd fuck half the other waitresses.
Living
great
scumbag
job.
Legend.
Was it a great job?
I loved it, dude. Every waiter job I had, I always fucked another waitress there. You always get pussy from work. Jobs are a great place to get pussy. Yeah, Dico, as you fart in the microphone.
My microphone, baby.
It's my microphone.
It's not even mine.
I think it's time to go.
Oh.
Yeah, go fucking drop a load. I got a crap so bad. I'm going to drop off my Guinness beef stew.
I got to go hop on a flight to L.A.
I'm going to try to drop a different load.
So I'll be back in 2 days.
Ooh, I'm home alone again?
I'm going to see a hymn concert.
I'm home alone again?
Are you?
Yeah, and then Hanoi Rocks is playing right after that.
Yeah, I'm raging. I'm bringing them strippers up here from Baltimore while you're gone.
Yeah, right. You're not allowed to bring anybody
in. He gets so serious.
Hey, can I hunt him with a paint gun if he tries to bring anyone in here?
Please do.
Oh, it is on, boy.
All right, so I'm going to say goodbye. Say goodbye, you two idiots.
Oh, this is Mr. Novak saying goodbye.
Ah. All right, goodbye.
I love you.
And then I'm going to see him live in concert.
Man,
I'm going to play
lucky.
A him live song called...
And Hanoi Rocks.
Please Don't Let It Go. And it's the rock version. It fucking kicks in. Right, Tika? Tika, what radio station is this?
I don't know. What is it? Oh, yeah. Oh,
like down
below. Oh, Sierra 28 Fashion, yeah. Radio Bam. Lick Novak's ass. Ha ha.
Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.